A new residential facility in North Philadelphia is giving homeless patients a place to heal after their discharge from the hospital. As WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, Serenity Court is the first and only medical respite of its kind in the city.
Living on the street can be really rough on your body, especially your skin. After spending hours in the bitter cold this winter, Ronald Lane says he found himself suffering from frostbite again.
My feet, my ankles, my legs and knees had froze over the temperatures. But when the temperatures got warmer, my skin started to crack and split and developed a maggot situation for me that was very bad.
So bad, he landed in the hospital. He needed surgery to remove all that dead tissue. He's been staying at Serenity Court since being discharged in early June.
I'm just happy to be here, to be truthful, because if she didn't contact them, or the hospital didn't contact them, or whatever the case may be, I don't think I will be around.
Every day, nurses wrap Lane's legs and feet in fresh gauze and give him medications prescribed to aid his recovery. They're also there if something goes wrong, like a couple weeks ago when he came down with pneumonia. Gina Gentile is nurse manager at Serenity Court, which is operated by the nonprofit Public Health Management Corporation. She says one of the main goals of the facility is to cut down on the number of homeless people returning to the emergency room because they couldn't properly take care of themselves after being released the first time.
Imagine having your appendix removed and then told by the hospital that you're being discharged, and your discharge is on a corner.
Serenity Court has a total of 20 beds for homeless men and women, with patients staying an average of 10 to 14 days. Room and board is covered through contracts with area hospitals. Medicaid covers the clinical services. After they've healed, the hope is that patients will be able to transition to permanent supportive housing, but there's no guarantee that will happen, which means it's possible that someone like Ronald Lane could find themselves on the streets again, back on their feet physically, but not financially. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.
This disclosure, Public Health Management Corporation supports WHYY.